This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The quick start to planting season is unlikely to impact the May WASDE report. We'll have more from Iowa State University right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
The USDA reports that the nation's farmers are off to a fast start this planting season, which could impact the supply-side factors in their May reports. However, Iowa State University agricultural economist Chad Hart said that seems unlikely.
In fact, one of the things I'll be watching for here is, given that we're getting more corn area from the March planting intentions report, do we see a little bit of adjustment in that trend line yield, given the expansion in acres? But given the start here, maybe USDA holds the line at 181 bushels per acre there. So I'm mainly looking at, what are they going to say on the demand side there? I figure the supply side, they're going to stay close to what they had.
The number crunchers at Iowa State University expect the May WASDE report to maintain supply estimates, but they are closely watching demand. Hart said he anticipates a decrease in new crop soybean exports to China due to tariffs, but we could also see redirection to other markets.
That's going to be the fun number there. If you think about, for example, this year, we would be looking at China taking up a little over 800 million bushels there. And so it's more the case to me of, okay, they're going to say, yep, China, probably not taking that given the 125% tariff that we're facing as we look over there. So it's more a matter of, okay, how do we redirect at least some of that 800 million bushels to other markets? And then what do you assume is lost because of that? I do believe we'll see that export number come down. The question will be how much.
The USDA has indicated that it will use the existing trade and tariff policies on the day of the report to calculate export demand across the planet. The May WASDE report will be released on May 12th. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.